Hello, it's good to be with you for another meditation on this week's theme, which is called Ground of Being. So often on this week's theme, we work with the image of a tree. Trees are simply such an important and vital aspect of life here on Earth, this stage that is our ground of being. So it's nice to bring them into meditation. Today we'll consider the roots of a tree, its trunk, and its branches as a way of experiencing and contemplating, understanding the concepts of stability and equanimity. When you create a mental picture of a tree, you might first think of the visible parts, the trunk of the tree, the branches, the leaves. But all of that depends on what you can't see, the roots anchoring the tree into the earth. In autumn, as the light changes and the leaves fall, energy seems to move inward and then downward, toward and into the roots. And in spring, new growth appears in the branches and energy seems to move upward, outward, again. And as with life, we've got cycles upon cycles of this inward and outward movement. The whole tree is one system and it responds to changing conditions. Our own system works in a very similar way. We can think of the body, the breath, our nervous system as the roots. Our direct physical connection to the ground of being that is this planet Earth. And if we were to consider the unseen, our energy architecture, our chakra system, these physical aspects are held in what's called the root chakra. So quite interesting there, huh? And that energy center is associated with all of the things we need to physically be here. Air, water, nutrients, but also the ways in which those nutrients all assemble to create our cells, our tissues, our organs, our bones, our physicality. And that's at the base of our spine. And we'll often feel into that experience of being grounded as we're sitting in meditation by noticing our sit bones, the ways in which we're anchored, thanks to gravity and the ground beneath us, to the earth. And still considering our energy architecture, if we look at the opposite end, this is called the crown center at the top of the head. This energetically holds our capacity for perspective, for finding meaning, that which is larger than ourselves. It's like the branches of the tree. This is where we reach upward and outward into ideas and possibilities, inspirations and intuitions. And between these two is the trunk of the tree. We might call this our core or our center. We think of core strength. In our energy architecture, there are seven centers. Seven chakras. And so the middle chakra with three above and three below is the heart center. Interestingly enough, the French word for the heart is cœur. Sounds a lot like our core, huh? The heart is a central hub in so many ways. It's central to our life, right? It's closely linked to the lungs, our nervous system, our vagus nerve, responsible for our social interactions, our capacity to receive. Psychologically, it's where we feel connection, where we come to know our interconnectedness and our interdependence, where we experience warmth and care, Certainly, we all know these to be part of our heart. So if the roots give the tree anchoring and the branches express reach, the trunk gives it stability. It holds both directions at once, downward into the ground, upward into the sky. And that's what equanimity does for us. Equanimity is the balanced, steady state of body and mind. From a contemplative or meditative perspective, it's the willingness to meet experience without being pushed and pulled by every pleasant or unpleasant sensation or condition. From a psychological or neuroscience perspective, it's a form of emotional regulation. Coherence in the heart, stability in the nervous system. We still feel, we still care, we still act. But we're less likely to be toppled over by every gust of wind. So you might imagine equanimity as the trunk of your inner tree, solid, upright, flexible enough to sway, but not be easily broken. And your roots, your body, your breath, sleep, nourishment, it all anchors you. Your branches, thoughts, imagination, they explore and they reach. And equanimity, which we can find in the space of the heart, holds the whole system together. So let's bring this into practice. Together we take a long, slow, deep breath. Comfortably breathing in. And gently, with ease, breathing out. As you breathe, notice the physical contact with the earth, with the material world. Notice your feet on the floor, your seat, your sit bones on the cushion or chair. This is your root system. The muscles, bones, and tissues all made from the elements of the earth. You might feel into the ways in which your exhale can gently deepen this sense of grounding and support. And I invite you to move your attention to the space of your chest, your heart, your lungs. Notice the movement of the breath as it comes into the lungs as the lungs fill, the subtle expansions and the subsequent releases all around the area of the heart. On an inhale, you might lift and allow the shoulders to drop. Perhaps allow the chest to expand a bit as you inhale. Upright, tall. You might imagine this area of the chest, even the whole spine, as the trunk of your tree, upright, stable, and quietly strong. Here in the heart space, we sense equanimity as a kind of inner steadiness. You might notice thoughts, you might notice emotions. They move through the tree like weather, like a breeze. But the trunk remains rooted, aligned. Equanimity doesn't mean that we stop feeling. Equanimity means we're present with all that's arising, all that's moving through our experience. It means our nervous system has enough stability to stay present with whatever's happening. After all, here's flow. Here's breath moving in and moving out, constant. Doing its own thing. Gentle comings and goings, the body breathing on its own, all the while supporting itself, you, your body, life supported. You might imagine your awareness extending gently upward like branches reaching into the sky. It's nice to experience this on an inhale, a gentle lift. It's almost as if there's a sparkle or a light behind your eyelids, almost an efflorescing or an effervescence at the top of your head or even above your head. That gentle and lighted lift. And on the out-breath, feel the gentle release. It's like a tree exhaling into its own environment. And if pleasant sensations arrive, just notice them. Notice without grasping. It's like sunlight on the leaves. And if unpleasant sensations or thoughts appear, you can notice them like passing weather, wind or clouds or rain. Trunk of the tree remains, the roots remain. The system adjusts without losing its basic stability. Equanimity. It allows us to inhabit this sense of goodness, our truth, beauty in a grounded way. As we sit for the last minutes of this meditation in silence, we sit supported by our ground of being, the goodness, the simple warmth of being alive and capable of care, of caring about this moment and the next. Truth, the direct, honest recognition of what's happening in this moment. Breath moving, heart beating, sensations arising and passing, thoughts, emotions. All of it, the truth of our beingness. And beauty, the quiet radiance of awareness itself. We sit with this, our ground. Breath moves in, and breath moves out. In a moment, we'll end this meditation with a single bell. You might take the quality of this meditation, of this experience into your day, realizing that a tree stays rooted to the ground for the entirety of its existence here on earth, receiving and giving. Simply being present inside of this living, breathing system that is the earth. Thanks for meditating. And thanks for being a part of this world that grows trees and consciousness. Be with you again soon. May steady equanimity support you throughout your day. Be with you again soon.